A lot of people in Florida are looking back at the decisions they made, deciding whether to stay or go before Hurricane Irma made landfall. More than a third of the state was ordered to evacuate in anticipation of mass devastation from Irma. Tampa Bay had prepared for the worst, but thanks to a last-minute shift in the storm's path, when people returned today, they found their homes intact. NPR's Leila Fadel spent some time in the area and sent this report.
Don Merritt and his wife Tommy are longtime Florida residents, and they'd never evacuated in the face of a hurricane. But this time, it sounded serious.
Never has there been a hurricane that put the entire state at risk. The entire state was in the cone.
For 7 days, they went back and forth. Finally, this weekend, they chose Tampa. But when they got here, it was in the crosshairs of the storm. Ultimately, Tampa was largely spared, as were their two houses.
Well, it turns out we didn't have to evacuate, but we didn't know.
Don and Tommy Merritt checked on their son's house in Clearwater, very close to the bay.
Oh, I'm just so thankful because I was so afraid that this house would be damaged. It really hurt me more than losing our house.
The storm just kept wobbling and sending Floridians zigzagging across the state until they had to settle in and hope for the best. They'd watched the terrifying winds and rain flatten the island of St. Martin, the deadly flooding in Cuba. Just blocks from the water, Matthew Vassy and his wife Tiffany, an ER doctor and a nurse practitioner, unlocked the door to Matthew's parents' home on a street of manicured lawns and 100 and 200-year-old houses.
At this property, we dodged one, and everyone around seems to have a little bit of a look of relief.
Relief. Even the power is on. The anticipation and preparation was exhausting. Tiffany munched on nuts, her appetite back after days of worry and preparation. They spent the storm in a shelter to make sure they could care for Matthew's sister, who lives with cerebral palsy. In hindsight, it's hard to believe that over 4 million people were ordered to evacuate. But Tiffany Vassy says it was worth it.
It very well could have turned out much differently, so I think it was worth it.
The Vassys only evacuated across town, but others drove for hours, spending money they didn't have on hotel rooms and gas and food to keep themselves safe. Some desperately sought refuge in shelters, and other parts of Florida saw damage that was much worse. Flooding in Miami, storm surges in Jacksonville, the Florida Keys, where the extent of the damage is still not clear. NPR's Morning Edition asked Miami Beach Mayor Philip Levine if he thought asking people to leave was the right call.
If we hadn't done what we did, the results, if a hurricane had hit directly, would have been absolutely catastrophic.
In Tampa, people were keen on getting things back to business as usual. Roberto Torres stopped to check on his coffee shop, Blind Tiger Cafe, in the historic district of Ybor City. Nothing's damaged.
Not even a mug.
Not even a mug, yes. Woo!
Then the phone starts ringing.
Blind Tiger Cafe, it's Roberto. How can I help you? No, but I have some hot coffee if you want to come by.
People are calling to see if the cafe is open, just 2 hours after curfew. Torres will be back in business tomorrow. Leila Fadel, NPR News, Tampa.